for new card members. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Get word out on the streets right away.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
Our friends at Urban Nirvana want you to get in touch with them. If you're listening down in Charleston, like my friend Matthias, if you're listening in Columbia, like our, like my family's listening this morning, if you're listening in Greenville, like some Seville area, like Snap Hook is this morning. Hey, Snap Hook, you bought yourself a new driver, right? Why not? I hope your wife didn't hear. Your wife didn't hear that. Why not get her Urban Nirvana? I gave my wife Urban Nirvana for Christmas, the gift card, and she hadn't used it yet, but believe me, when she does, she'll come in walking on cloud nine, little Urban Nirvana. Hey, you know, I'm not much for massages myself there, Z-Man, but had a little heavy workout late yesterday afternoon. Did a little 45-minute little treadmill deal yesterday afternoon, too. Got some heavy spaghetti legs right now. I could use one Urban Nirvana. So get a little couples massage, a little prenatal massage in there. About time for Kristen to get a little...
Prenatal?
No.
No. Man, I got real excited for you for a second.
No. But it's about time for Kristen to get one. You know, I got a gift card. I upped the ante. Hey, Kristen, ball's in Zach's scores
there
now.
There you go.
It's easy, man. Couldn't have been any easier. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Here's what we're talking about. Alabama's 26-23 win over Georgia in overtime last night. The... polls come out, or the Associated Press poll comes out. Clemson fourth in the Associated Press poll, Georgia second. The preseason polls, I gave you the ESPN poll. Sporting News has one out, Clemson number two in this as well. Hadn't given you this yet. College basketball poll out. What in the world is going on? Clemson basketball ranked 19th in the country. Big game Thursday night, 9 o'clock up in Raleigh. But how about the... Brad Brunell's group in the AP poll, 19th. Let me fly down this poll for you. Villanova 1, West Virginia 2. No more undefeated teams in the country, by the way.
Oh.
West Virginia 2, Virginia 3, Michigan State 4, 5 through 10, Purdue, Wichita State, Duke at 7, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Xavier, 11 through 15, Arizona State, Kansas, Seton Hall, Cincinnati, Gonzaga. 16 is TCU, followed by Arizona. Miami, 18, coming up here on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Clemson, 19, 14-1, ranked 19th in the country. North Carolina, 20th. Kentucky, 21st, behind Clemson in basketball. It's crazy. Auburn, 22nd, Florida State, 23rd, Tennessee, 24th, Creighton, 25th.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. And now how about this, though? I'm not done. Coaches poll. You seen this?
No.
I just saw it this morning.
What is it?
Clemson 17th.
Yeah.
Ahead of North Carolina, ahead of Miami, ahead of Kentucky.
Keep winning here.
14-1.
Give me a top 10 Clemson basketball team.
You know what I need?
What?
I need them to keep climbing the top 10. Baseball polls are coming out. Clemson's going to be ranked fairly high in that, top 15 in that as well. You know, fourth in football, 17th in basketball, top 15 in baseball. I like that. Good times around here.
We during Tiger calls last night. My favorite call that we get for Brownell now is, Coach, you know, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. After football's disappointing end, we really appreciate you lifting the Clemson spirit. Just one thing I noticed this year, a lot of made free throws. You know, what are you doing different with the team that they're making free throws this year? Well, we're practicing them this year, so that'll
help.
We
never practiced them before. We decided to practice them this year. I love that one.
It's awesome.
I love this one right here, too. Coach, I know a lot of people were down there, man. I was always with you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I was always with you.
Yeah.
Certainly a lot of fun to see that, no doubt about that. 654 Roar, 654-7627. I had some NFL odds to talk about. Some more juniors that declared yesterday. Talk about the opening weekend of college football. Here's the interesting recruiting note. I mentioned this a little earlier. If there was a negative that came out of Alabama winning last night from a Clemson recruiting standpoint, because Clemson can now say that Georgia hadn't won one. We're still 1-1 over here. That's why I was kind of pulling for Alabama last night. A little too close to home. If there's a negative, Tua's going to throw it more, and Alabama has that going for it. But if there's a positive on that side of it.
I want Bama.
What's that?
I want Bama.
You do?
I want Bama in a bad way now.
You want to play Bama again?
Yeah.
Play Tua now?
Yep.
If there is a positive on that side of it, Smith, Ruggs, and Judy, all freshmen.
Yep.
And, you know, can he come and can Justin Ross come and do this? Justin Ross is who we're talking about here, number one player in Alabama. His Alabama visit is next weekend. His Auburn visit's on the 26th. I thought it was reverse. I thought Alabama was last. I feel a little bit better about that. Auburn can do a hacked job on Alabama late, and maybe Clemson still stays in there. The other side of it is that Derek Ansley, the lead recruiter for Justin Ross.
Yep.
You seen this story?
Where's he going?
Colorado State. Defensive coordinator.
How about that?
So the grandma supposedly really likes Ansley. Ansley's a great recruiter. Defensive back coach there. He's the lead recruiter there. But
Justin Ross going to Colorado State?
No. No. Zion's going to Wofford, but no. Did you know we're 11 days away from Zion?
We're not going to talk about it.
Why?
We won't do it. We'll talk about it on the 20th.
Just got a really good text about Zion.
Did you?
Yeah.
Can you read it?
No.
What do you mean no?
Just pretty optimistic. It's not over. But it's over. Nah.
No.
No. This is wait. We'll see.
There's so much going to happen in 11 days.
I know. We'll see. Put it this way. If today was signing day, how about that? Can you go with that one at least? If today was signing day, you feel good about it, right?
I'm going to have a hernia from this. I'm going to have a... This is terrible. It's too much stress.
Let's put this up. If Zion signs with Clemson, you'll buy Christian a $500 gift certificate to Urban Nirvana.
No.
$400. $300.
No, I'll give her a back massage myself before really? I buy a $500.
Something tells me she'd rather have one from Urban Nirvana.
Sure, she probably would, but I'm not spending $500 on a gift certificate. That's not happening.
Biggest play of the game last night, besides the walk-off, obviously. One of the biggest plays of the game last night, Alabama was struggling on third down and really, really, really reeling in the third quarter. Tua comes in. He lights it up the first time around. Then Georgia answers. Georgia goes back up 20-7 at the time, I think it was. It's third and about seven. Tua rolls to his right. Can't find anybody. Almost is sacked. Reverses field. And gets the first down. Remember that play?
Mm-hmm.
I thought at the time, biggest play of the game up until that point in time. I had to go back and say, that's about 8 minutes to go. Remember this, now, Alabama was still down. I mean, late in this. Give Georgia credit for the 80-yard touchdown. But it was still 20-7 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Georgia 20 minutes away. I'd ask you, and I want to think more about this as the day goes on, and I hadn't heard from any Georgia callers yet, mainly because Georgia, I'm sure, here's a play right here.
Yeah, I'm seeing in your reflection.
I'm sure Georgia fans are drowning their sorrows last night and aren't up very late right now. I mean, aren't up very early last night, right now, being up so late last night. But is there anything Georgia did to lose the game?
Not prepare for Tua. That'd be about it.
Yeah.
They're a good football team.
Georgia?
Yeah.
Man, there's so much experience.
That's what I'm saying. They're losing a lot.
They really are.
They're losing a lot.
Yeah. I thought the offense got away from Fromm and the spread. And I thought Fromm took a couple of ill-advised sacks.
Yes.
And
in overtime, he took a terrible sack.
Yeah, those as good as his freshman quarterback played, and they both played great, they still made freshman mistakes. The picks are three picks between the two fellas. And there were, you know, some really big sacks in there of eating the ball around and throwing it away in there.
Yep.
There's no way Alabama wins with Jalen Hurts in the game, though, right? I think we can agree on that.
I mean, you're not going to say no way, but it was very unlikely in the second half. Very unlikely.
What does Georgia how crushing is this to Georgia?
Well, you know,
number one critic that's coming in now.
You play Justin Fields, right? The freshman got you there. Stick with what you know.
You got to go. Justin Fields is the guy.
Justin Fields is your guy next year.
Honest to goodness, man, you play your best player. And if it is Justin Fields, you play Justin Fields.
Can you pull a guy that led you to the national championship?
Yes. If the other guy is the best player, yes.
I know you play the best player.
Same thing here.
I know, but you also, there is a loyalty factor that factors into these decisions. Whether we want to admit it or not, there is.
I don't think there is.
You don't think there's a loyalty factor that factors
no.
in?
No.
To any roster and coaching decisions, there's no loyalty.
I think
you're a loyalty guy. You spoke to its praise, to its benefits.
Loyal than you. I know that.
To what?
Everybody, everywhere I go, boy, that Zach, I sure didn't like him, and I get in fist fights every day taking up for you.
I mean, everywhere I appreciate it.
No. No, let me ask you like this. Was Dabo loyal to Scott Pagano, or did he start Dexter Lawrence when Dexter was the best player in his very first game at Auburn last year?
They started Dexter Lawrence, yeah.
Right. Were you loyal to, I guess last night, I don't know, was Alabama loyal to, well, not, take the quarterback out.
I'll say his name, I swear to God I will.
Who?
You know the name.
Oh, no, don't do that. Hey, because in the end, you know what?
This is a 20.
For Georgia, Jacob Eason, starting quarterback this year.
Is that name
yeah.
now?
Yeah. Was
we are not saying that in 2018.
No, that's banned. Him and LeVar Ball banned. Were they too loyal to Nick Chubb last night? Nick Chubb was not getting it done last night.
They probably were a little too loyal to Nick Chubb last night.
Nick Chubb, 18 carries, 25 yards. Sony Michel, 14 for 98. Yeah. Swift, 4 for 15. Were you too loyal to? I think it was even.
But to be honest, they were deploying Chubb and Michelle into different type of runs.
They were.
Chubb was asked to go into the teeth of that defense,
and it wasn't happening.
And it wasn't happening. But you have to do that to respect that.
Yeah.
And Michelle was able to get onto the edge and use his speed.
Exactly. Totally agree with that. Let me say this about the loyalty card. If the two players are even, I would even frame it different than loyalty. I would go with comfort zone. Does that make more sense?
Yes, it does.
You right now feel very comfortable producing this show.
Yeah, I know how to do it.
You produce Brad's show. You've produced
every single buddy, every single person on the station. Right.
But you're probably more comfortable. I don't want to speak for you. You'd be more comfortable doing this. The first time you did Clemson basketball, Clemson football, it's a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
You're pushing the same buttons. You're doing the same things. You're running the same. But you just feel more comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not being loyal to me. Everybody knows you're not loyal to me. But you know what I'm saying? It's like it's a comfort zone kind of thing.
Sure.
And football coaches are some pretty conservative cats. Last night was a desperation move by Nick Saban. It worked, like the onside kick. It has worked, but it still screamed of desperation. If anything, I'm telling you, if they don't win the game last night, the talk in Tuscaloosa is that we've lost two of our last three. We lost to Auburn this year. We didn't win anything. We didn't win the state. We didn't win the division. We didn't win the conference. We didn't win the national championship. And it's because Nick Saban and his sorry butt didn't play the best quarterback. And I can't believe he didn't play Najee Harris more. Instead, he was too loyal to Bo Scarborough, too loyal to Damian Harris, and didn't get the freshman involved more. Should have played those guys more. I know how that's going to work. It's a comfort zone thing, though. Remember this, that Jalen Hurts turned it over one time. I mean, I had one pick this year. And they're comfortable with that. That was a desperation move, and it worked.
Stupid Nick Saban's going to cause an uprising across the country.
Why was Nick Saban so dumb not to play Tua more before last night?
Idiot.
Seriously.
You stupid idiot.
Dumb man, dumb coach.
Six championship idiot.
Mr. Meanie Man.
God.
He was smiling last night. Said the happiest moment of his life last night.
He didn't, when he said that, he wasn't smiling, though.
Oh, yeah. Happiest moment of my life.
Happiest moment of my life, right now.
Okay. Can't believe we won the title. Hey, Pooh. Another golden scepter. huge Georgia crowd last night. What'd you make of the national anthem?
I didn't listen to the national anthem, actually.
Georgia boys. Zach Brown band.
No, I'm a big Zach Brown band fan, but I did not listen to the beginning of the broadcast. I didn't make it.
I'm not a big fan.
You don't like Zach Brown band? Or you didn't like the anthem last night?
I'm not like Zach Brown. I'm not a huge Zach Brown band fan.
What have they done to slight you?
It's all the same.
That you don't?
No variety.
You don't enjoy it?
Same song. Toes in the sand, you know.
You clearly didn't listen to their last album.
No, I hadn't.
It's completely different. Every single song is different.
95 Degrees guys got a toboggan on. I got it, yeah.
Every single song is different.
How about Trump last night? Did you see what
the old Donnie said? Holding up all the crowds getting in.
Hour 45 to get in.
People were kickoff. Pissed.
You know who was ticked off?
Who?
Bo Scarborough. He didn't like Trump. You see that?
No.
Bo Scarborough screams the letter that comes after E.
Mm-hmm.
Trump.
Fudge?
Yeah, Trump. In the tunnel before the game.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Bo Scarborough's got to be gone. What happened to Bo Scarborough? How did he go from superstar to nothing? I don't know. But hour and a half to get in the game last night.
Yeah, not good.
Crazy. Absolutely.
Standing out in the cold and the rain.
Oh.
After just paying some clown $1,800 on the street to get into that thing.
How's the halftime show? I watched it. I don't know who this...
The halftime show that wasn't even the halftime show because it was outside the stadium.
Yeah. Halftime show was Hedley Lamar. What's he got? Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar will be playing the halftime show at the national championship game.
In Centennial Park.
Outside the stadium.
Is he... He is from Compton.
Sure.
I saw him on a documentary. He's like, he's not a gangster rapper, right? True story, man. True story. Okay, you ready for this one? This is hilarious. It's the funniest thing I've heard all year, 2018. Did you see on Jeopardy?
No,
did you see on Jeopardy?
What?
There was a question and the answer was like Gangsta Paradise, the song.
Yeah.
And the guy said, Gangster Paradise. They took it away because he said gangster rather than gangsta.
Oh, my God.
They took it away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. He is not a gangster rapper, is he? Isn't he he's just hip-hop. He's kind of more positive guy.
Yeah, positive guy.
Little tiny little fella, too.
He's small little guy.
Yeah. Is he any good?
Yes, he's very popular.
But I'd say that. Is he any good?
I've listened to a few of his songs. From what I understand, last night was a lip sync performance, though.
Oh, yeah. I'll ask Quawk. I'll yield to Quawk.
Sure.
Quawk seems to be my hip hop guy.
Quawk, yes. When Quawk is your hip hop guy,
yeah,
you're going places. Yeah.
I'm a pasty white guy. Carolina Flooring Specialist, call him today, 404-8158.
Is he a gangsta?
Gangsta? 404-8158. Call my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist to get that beautiful garage floor done right. You're going to love it. You're going to love how the value of your home shoots up. It's really, really, really good. I love Carolina Flooring Specialist. I love what they did in my home. Here's what I really love, man. It's so easy. Like, I didn't do anything. I didn't move. I sat back and watched them. Now, I will admit this. I watched them do it. You know what they walk around on? They walk around these like spiked shoes, almost like golf shoes, but longer spikes, so they don't do anything, you know, hurt your floor. That's pretty cool, seeing that. Tim Worley, Daniel Emanuel Parham want to improve your home. High-performance epoxy-based flooring at an unbelievable price. Here's the bottom line is call them today. Get in touch with them today and just let them give you it's a no-obligation phone call. Let them give you a free quote, see how it turns out. 404-8158, area code 864. If you're listening, Charleston, Columbia, Greenville, Upstate of South Carolina, let them help you out. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back, open up phone lines, texts, and tweets. Tony Morrell at 805. A couple open phone line segments right after this.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented polylevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
At last, the new year is here. What do you see ahead? Happy days and carefree nights?
Credit card bills?
Right, credit card bills.
Looking at months of high-interest credit card bills from all that generous holiday gift-giving? Time to go to Lightstream and get a low-interest rate credit card consolidation loan. Act now to get an even lower rate with our special radio listener discount. Go to lightstream.com/sports to get rates as low as 5.39% APR with AutoPay. And with average interest rates on credit cards at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands of dollars in interest. Makes the new year a whole lot brighter, doesn't it? The application takes minutes online. There are no fees, and you can have funds as soon as today. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount at lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
You've heard folks talk about the sauce at Joe's New York Pizza. I'm here to tell you it is the sauce that makes the lasagna so great. Believe me, I know lasagna, and Joe's New York Pizza lasagna is my favorite. Their homemade marinara sauce, beef, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese loaded with their special spices. The lasagna at Joe's New York Pizza, which comes with a salad and those famous garlic knots, is where it's at. Seneca or Clemson, make it Joe's New York Pizza for lasagna with the sauce.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irby's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Reese and Irby's Froyo robots? Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robots serve 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. We place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 1818. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 1818. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 1818.
Weiler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Here's let me give you some Alabama recruiting class last year. Ready for this?
Hit me.
They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 5-stars last year. Najee Harris, what'd you think of him last night? He's number one player in the country last year.
He looked it. He looked it.
Alex Leatherwood, 5-star tackle from Pensacola. He came in and played left tackle last night for Jonah Williams when he went down.
Didn't notice him.
He came in and did, yeah, you're right. Did an awesome job. Elliot Baker, offensive lineman from San Francisco, I hadn't seen him play. Jerry Jeudy, the wide receiver who caught a ball last night. Dylan Moses, who might have been hurt last night. Offensive lineman Jedrick Wills and defensive end Isaiah Bugs from Mississippi. Tua last night. Tua was number 53 player in the country last year. Add to that, Devonta Smith, 4-star from Amite, Louisiana. I was sitting behind LSU fans at the Sugar Bowl last week, and they're pulling for Alabama. I'm like, why? Because Alabama can now come into Louisiana and get your best players. And Devonta Smith, do you think they'd rather have him in Baton Rouge, Louisiana right now? Rather him going to Alabama?
Yes.
Henry Ruggs, 4-star from Montgomery. And Jerry Jeudy, 3 really, really, really good wide receivers. a great running back, three great offensive linemen, an unbelievable quarterback, and great defensive end. That class, not to mention Xavier McKinney, who they stole from Clemson. Just everywhere you look. Remember last year, Jairus Parks? They had the gray shirt, basically, and now they brought him in. But they signed him to a gray shirt deal, top 100 player.
Yeah.
Last year, they signed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, like 12 or 13 top 100 players. That's one of the greatest classes ever. Let's get to our phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Snap Hook up first. Good morning, Snap Hook.
What's going on, fellas?
Not much. How you been?
Man, I'm doing good. It was, on the bright side, last night it was actually, kind of okay to watch the national championship game without taking a Xanax and my blood pressure meds. It was all right. I'll say it, really hard-fought game. It, came down to the wire. That's, what we would, everything that we would want to see out of a national championship game.
Hey, Snapper, let me interrupt you. I don't want to give you all time you want here, but let me give you this right quick about Alabama's recruiting class. They're top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They're top 10 players out of last year's class, all from out of state. They got two from California, obviously one from Hawaii, four from Florida, one from Mississippi, one from Kentucky. They go all over the place to get five-star. Of their 7 five-stars last year, three from Florida, one from Kentucky, one from Mississippi, two from California. That's good what you're Lord. Talking about. I mean, that's why they are who they are. That's why they've won now 11 AP national championships.
And we were proud about pulling Hunter Johnson out of Indiana.
And we should be, no doubt. Yeah.
And trying to take Indiana out of Louisiana. I mean, we were proud about that. But have we ever signed a kid from California? I don't know.
Been a while.
But, Mickey, I just wanted to say that you want to know what the most impressive thing to me was last night?
What's that?
How good did Herschel Walker look? I mean, didn't he look like he was about ready to suit up and run for 100 last night?
Have you seen the Nissan commercials with him without a shirt on?
I know it.
Guy's in good shape.
Dude, 55 years old, man. I mean, I hope I look half that good when I'm 55. That's just insane. Dude, I guess athletes are athletes, I guess. I don't know.
I felt like I was looking in the mirror.
Come on, man. Bro, I go to the gym 4 or 5 times a week. I don't look that good. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Does Tuggalugabugga, or however you pronounce his name, is he going to start here?
I mean, I think he has to, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he has to. What do you do with Hurts, though?
I think Hurts has got to get out now. I don't know. Hurts has got to see the writing on the wall, or else moving the tailback. That's all he is anyway. He's a glorified tailback.
He would be a great tailback.
Yeah.
I mean, he really would. Split him off, run him as a H. Heck, he probably, if he put on about 20 pounds, he might even be a decent tight end.
Who knows?
But, who knows?
Yeah, but it's clear that you stretch the field with Tua.
Tua.
I asked Zach during the break, when's the first day? And I'm sure Nick Saban right now is already thinking about Tua days next year. Thank
nice.
You. Thank
how
you
tall? Much. How tall is that kid?
They list him at 6'1". Wouldn't you say 6 foot?
Yeah, he looked 6 footish.
Yeah,
he looked about that tall.
Yeah.
I mean, dang, if he was about 6'4", 6'5", buddy, we'd all be scared.
Yeah,
that'd be rough. All right, man, I gotta get.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Be interesting to see. Let me get David in Greenville, 654-ROAR. Good morning, David. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
Couldn't be better.
You was asking Zach earlier about the halftime entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't listen to Walt a whole lot, but to quote Walt's famous words, it thumped out loud.
He's popular. I just don't listen to enough of it, but he's popular.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's popular with somebody, but it ain't my type of music.
Yeah. But I had a little, man, appreciate the phone call. I had a little Zach Brown band in there for you. Got a couple of Simpsonville phone calls on hold. Stevie's up first. Good morning, Stevie. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm struggling. I'm sure you guys are staying up watching that game.
Yeah, you know, going to bed at 12:15 and waking up at 5 o'clock is not the ideal thing in there. So,
well, kudos to you guys for doing it. But man, talk about a tale of two halves. That was pretty exciting. Pretty boring at the first part. You know, defense struggling, and then it just lit up in the second half. I thought a couple key things that nobody's talked about yet this morning were a couple of the missed calls for Georgia. I mean, I do feel bad for them. Refs play a part in the game and don't want to take anything away from Tua. But face mask that wasn't called, the block punt that was called offside. I mean, those are some pretty big momentum plays right there in that within the same time frame. What were your thoughts about that?
Yeah, it looked like to me that Alabama was on the on the good end of some very questionable calls and some big calls yardage wise that they could have gone the other way and missed some key big, you know, personal foul and face mask, some big time yardage plays in there.
I agree with you though. I mean, he kind of had to pull a little bit for Bama because Georgia's recruiting a little too close, gaining a little momentum.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to get stronger just based on how many freshmen were all out on the field last night. I thought that was the most impressive thing is that those coaches had some of those freshmen dialed in for the moment. And they just went out and balled. They didn't really think too much about it. They just played some backyard football, and that was pretty exciting. I think one last thing I'll take it off the air. Tua's last fourth down throw into the end zone to Ridley, where I don't think he was going for Ridley. He just threw it up there left-handed, and Ridley made a play, and you talk about just a game of inches, man. That was exciting to see that, too.
I agree with that, Steve. I appreciate the phone call, man. I hope you have a great day. Be careful on the roads, by the way. Some black ice out there, so be very careful on the roads. I can agree with that. And I might be wrong. Nobody will ever know. On the touchdown pass to Ridley, that was, to me, looks like he's throwing it to Najee Harris. And Ridley comes across the field and makes that play. On the other side, I don't think we're getting enough credit for the true freshman, Tua, looking off the safety on the walk-off touchdown. You don't see freshmen, sophomores, juniors do that at times. He looked the safety off, and he came back. So that's for a second-team quarterback, too. That's not a true freshman that played every single snap. Go back and look at the stats again. I mean, the guy on the year, let me see how many passes he threw, including last night. Threw 24 passes last night. He threw 77 passes this season. On his 77th pass, he looks the safety off and delivers a 41-yard touchdown to win the national championship. You got to give him all kinds of credit there. You see him after the game was over, Zach?
No.
Very, very poised. He got through the very first answer, and then is asked the second question. He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, my mom and dad would get mad at me, but I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ," and went on to answer the next question. But very poised kid. I read an article yesterday or last night, actually, in the third quarter, how he got to Alabama.
How's that?
His faith that Nick Saban said he's the only guy. Every time he showed up in Tuscaloosa, he'd go to church with Nick Saban on Sunday mornings. And so the other thing is how Hurts handled it. Look, I mean, remember when Tennessee earlier in the year, the guys were over there pouting and stuff? Jalen Hurts right there, the first one to greet him off the bench and sidelines after those touchdown passes. And you see where after the game he was asked about it, he said that the original plan was they were going to rotate quarterbacks in the second half, see how it goes. Well, it went pretty good. my little Wally Pip out there.
It worked out.
Oh, it worked out for him. Let's get Thomas and Anderson, 654 Roar. Good morning, Thomas. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
On the shelf, baby.
What's wrong?
Wished I was 40 years younger, a rotator cuff surgeon, and had some kind of ability to be a pitcher.
When was your surgery?
28th of January.
Oh, coming up?
No. 28th of December.
Oh, 28th of December.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Are you rehabbing yet?
No.
All right, let me tell you what you got to look forward to. Years ago, I remember with Charles Warren, who was on the PGA Tour. We lived together for a while before he got married, before I got married later on. And he had the shoulder surgery. And Charles is kind of, you know, Charles is not a big guy. But I remember this excruciating pain that he would have, and he was lifting these pink 1 pound weights with his shoulder and his rehab, a couple of certain movements he was making. And I remember saying, Charles, man, if you keep moving up, you might move up to bluesy twosies, these little light blue 2 pound weights that he has. It's amazing. But it was the best thing he did. I talked to another friend of mine who had shoulder surgery, had rotator cuff surgery back about, maybe 2 months ago now. He's doing great. So you're doing the right thing, but don't be discouraged that a 1 pound pink weight's going to be really hard to lift.
Mickey, I can deal with that. I've heard about that before. But no one told me before I had the surgery that you cannot lay down and sleep. Mm. And as men, when we have to buckle up and zip up our pants,
yeah,
one of your hands is missing.
Yeah,
figure it out.
Well, good luck. How about that? Good luck.
No, I'm glad the surgery's over with. I'm looking forward to the future. I'm even looking forward to the challenge of the rehab. I really am.
Good.
But my goodness.
What are they telling you? How long are you talking about before you get back to 100%?
I'm taking one day at a time. I'm taking the 6 weeks. It says 6 weeks where I can, get back to some type of rehab. Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about it?
I'm serious, man. Not being able to sleep.
Yeah, I know.
Sleep in a recliner.
Yeah.
No one ever said that. Yeah. So I forewarn, foretell you, look forward to that. You won't be able to lay down.
Well, I sleep on my sides, too, so that ain't good.
No, you can't sleep on your side either.
Oh.
You can't. I've tried it.
Sorry to hear it.
I don't want to take oxycodone too long, so...
No, don't
I'll
do that.
I'll sleep in the recliner. Yeah. I'll sleep in the recliner. But anyway, since Clemson's last game, I have not listened to you very much, have not looked at very much sports, not much been on anyway. But I have been so discouraged because, like yourself, I hate to lose.
Yeah.
I hate to lose. But looking at that game last night, I hope... Well, I have to say it. Going back to our team... I wished our team had done what Nick Saban did the second half. What do you have to lose? You had all this time to coach up these quarterbacks or these players to make a play. They're talented, just not proven. It's like that quarterback last night. What do you got to lose? It's hindsight, but you just mentioned, what are you going to do about Hurd? What are you going to do about our team?
Yeah.
Needed a proven tight end, too.
Oh, I know. There's no doubt about
that. You need a proven go-to wide receiver.
Yeah.
Get the junk balls. Because you got incoming talent, you got talent on the team now, and I honestly believe you squandered it away. Because you didn't put the best foot forward, because you've gone through this once before in the season and came up short. When it counted the most, you didn't do as the Darth Vader did last night. You adjusted, made a change, and made a gamble. What do you have to lose?
It'll be interesting to see how the not only Clemson, how the rest of college football reacts. Because we're copycat guys out there. Thomas, I appreciate it. Man, I hope you feel better, by the way. I appreciate the phone call. We're copycat acts out there. Now, and every fan base in the world is going to do this. Next time you see a quarterback struggle, let's go to Tua.
Tua.
Every second team quarterback in the country last night is going, Tua! Tua! My man! sports talk shows all across the country loving it.
5% Tua! Of those backup quarterbacks have the talent that Tua has.
Yeah. Top 50 player last year. Hard to believe this time last year. Now, he came in January. So he was just getting there. You know that Najee Harris, they didn't know he was going to show up or not. He didn't sign, obviously, so nobody knew where he was going to go. Like, Southern Cal might have been in it, whatever, but, like, he showed up in Tuscaloosa.
Just showed up.
Yeah. I mean, great. They were in it, but he didn't announce his commitment. Like, he just showed up.
That's fine. Glad those kind of players just fall into their laps.
Bulldog Huff, hang on, man. I'm coming to you. I got to take a short break. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Let me talk to you about cabinets everywhere in my home right now. Wes came in and personally designed custom-made cabinets for our mud room/laundry room, for our kitchen, including underneath the sinks, underneath our big island, and all of our above stuff with all of our dishes above the sinks and above the above the island as well. He gave us great cabinets in our bathrooms, and he did this awesome job of these custom made cabinets in our walk in closet in our master bedroom. And I'm just here to tell you, man, he is an absolute. He is the Tua of cabinets. Wes is the cabinet smith. Man, this guy, I told you, Picasso.
So he's not your first choice?
No. He's the best choice.
Oh, okay.
He is the Michelangelo dabbled on ceilings. This guy dabbles in cabinets. Get awesome cabinets. Improve your home. She's going to love it. Call Wes. Call Harbin Lumber. 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Bulldog Huff, hang on, man. I swear I'm coming straight to you right after this.
Join Walt live at the TD Convention Center for the South Carolina Auto Show Friday, January 12th from 3 to 7. Check out the latest in automotive excellence and listen to Walt live Friday, January 12th at the South Carolina Auto Show in Greenville.
Office Pro Upstate is passionate about assisting churches and faith-based organizations. Ministry Resource is the nation's largest faith-based procurement organization, and RICO is the only copier products manufacturer associated with Ministry Resource. To learn more about how your church or faith-based organization can get incredible savings on your next 7 copier, contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919. That's 289-9919, or online at officeproupstate.com.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
As the end of the year approaches, Retirement Funding Advisors is reminding business owners to evaluate your retirement plan needs. If you don't currently have a retirement plan, you may miss the opportunity to adopt a plan for the current year. If you already have a plan, now is the time to review for the upcoming year. Is your plan meeting your goals and objectives? Are your fees and expenses reasonable? Contact Carson at Retirement Funding Advisors at 430-8544 or visit retirementfa.com to get the right plan for your business.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is now accepting documents for you to change your current card to a federally approved Real ID. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV. Driving privileges and good standing. A regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license. And a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. 3 breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I don't think you know who I am.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Ain't no joke, I like to by the way.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Someone tweeting at me, Matt tweets at me, Stidham's gone. Stidham's coming back, right, at Auburn? He comes back.
Unless he's changed his mind since yesterday.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Yeah, he's back.
I think people are so definitive and like, you're wrong, you're an idiot. Let me say this.
Where is he going, by the way? That guy's not an NFL quarterback. Is he? Apparently anybody is.
Everybody is. Anybody is. Let me get Bulldog Herp been hanging on forever here. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Bulldog Huff. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I think I need heart surgery because he got ripped out last night.
I'm sorry, man. I am so sorry. Look, I've been there, brother. I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. What really sucks is, you know, went into the game thinking, well, man, we got to do a lot of stuff to beat Bama. But by the middle of the second quarter, you'll say to yourself, maybe we're the better team. And, you know, we don't make mistakes. We don't lose the game. And I had a friend call me at halftime, and I had to call him down. He was getting a little ahead of himself, and I said, and maybe I should have said it, but I said, the only thing that worries me is they put Tua in the game.
Yeah.
Not because you couldn't handle him, but because you probably wasn't preparing for him, which if you didn't, might have been a stupid thing. But I want to ask you a question, then I want to say something about how many people were losing. At what point do you think Kirby should have called Jim Chaney and said, look, this is not Nick Chubb's game. I love him, but we just can't use it tonight. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's what the. I'm sorry.
No, that thought crossed my mind. Now, there's another side of it. Another side of it was that maybe the play action, maybe the outside perimeter running game, maybe it worked a little bit because there was still a threat of Nick Chubb, maybe. But because let's face it, Alabama was very concerned about Nick Chubb and designated a lot of bodies. So, you know, and I don't know this and no way to ever tell it, but maybe the fact that Riley Ridley and Mecole Hardman were able to make some plays on the perimeter was that Nick Chubb maybe threat. But it didn't work. It wasn't productive when he touched it. Maybe it was his threat that might have opened up some other things. I don't know.
I just didn't get it. I mean, you were riding with Fromm the whole game, and then in the fourth quarter where you needed him to continue doing what he was doing and rise to the occasion, you handed it off on first and second down to Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was like three possessions in a row. But, I mean, that kind of confused me. I'm glad the caller, that called it earlier, said stuff about the uncalled penalties because I didn't want to be a fan of Jordan Collins and said, and then it would be like, oh, you're making excuses. But you know, those were some big, big missed calls, I guess, in the game. But as far as for what we're losing, I feel we're going to be back next year. Main reason because the SEC East sucks so bad. That's one reason. The second reason is we're not losing. We're losing 31 seniors, but we're only losing 17 scholarship seniors. The rest of them are walk-ons. It's as good as Carter and Beverly played this year. This was probably the only year in which they actually showed up. Number 15, DeAndre Walker is better than both of them. He's going to finally get to play a lot. We've been recruiting more than just Kirby's year, as you can see with the talent Rick brought in.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be as dire straits as everybody thinks. So again, we're not losing actually that many players that actually played. You know, 17 is a lot, but you know, probably five or six of those guys were really big contributors to the team. But it just sucks to lose a game that you literally should have won. Not just saying that because we had the lead the way we did, but you know, we literally should have won that game last night. And to sack him in overtime like that, and 24, he's been starting along with anybody on the team. There's no way he should have even been thinking about running to the side of the field where you had three D-backs covering two people, and you're going to leave Parrish, who had been beat like a drum all night, by himself like that. But I just don't know how to I don't know how to process this one. You know, 37 years, and I mean, I'm 47, so I was 10 years old when they won it the last time. So I do remember that, but it's kind of a really, really hard pill to swallow. Not knowing when you, I mean, I can't wait another 37 years to get back again. I mean, Jesus,
Here's the good news for you. I don't think you're going to have to wait 37 more years.
I truly hope not. And I think Fromm is, everybody talking about Justin Fields, and I think he's a great talent. But if Fromm's not starting next year, then I think something happened. And the word I'm getting is that Easton is either looking at UCLA or Washington. I'm not sure, but he won't be going to Miami with Mark Richt. That I know for sure from what I've been told. But it's looking like Washington or UCLA. I don't know why the UCLA thing, because Chip Kelly doesn't exactly, you know, bode well for him. But that's what I've been hearing. So thank you guys for letting me in. I just had to rip a little bit and let it all out there. I thank you.
All right, buddy. Hey, my condolences, man. Hope you feel better. Appreciate the phone call. You won't have to wait 37 more years. Zach, they're going to be back. And they will play. First of all, there's nobody in the SEC East next year who can beat them.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Okay. I can believe that.
They Florida? Will win. Hmm?
Florida?
No, Florida will be awful next year.
I believe in Dan Mullen in Florida.
You do?
I do.
You believe in?
I think he's very motivated at that job.
Emory Jones gonna start first game.
I think
Emory Jones can't throw it. I'm telling you right now, can't throw it. Yeah. Don't like it. I don't. I think it's a Georgia runaway.
Any quarterback not named Tua, I'm not interested in at this point.
Tua, that's it.
That's it.
Would you rather have Tua or Trevor Lawrence?
Well, Tua just won a national championship.
Yep.
So,
6 foot.
Okay,
he can spin it though. He can spin it. Quickly, let me say this to Georgia fans:
Trevor Lawrence threw two interceptions and fumbled the ball. So,
yeah,
not a big deal.
I'll put it like this: Trevor Lawrence plays much longer in the NFL than Tua does.
Ah, man, we can't make those kind of projections.
Sure, look at that. I mean, how many 6 foot quarterbacks are there in the NFL?
Well, there's one pretty good one, if I can recall.
Yeah. We'll see. To Georgia fans, you're recruiting at a very high level. You will be back. And much like we have talked about the idea of Clemson and Alabama Part 4, Part 5, Part 6, I think we'll go ahead and sign up for some more Georgia-Alabama coming up. I think that you'll see Georgia and Alabama playing the SEC championship games. They're not on the schedule next year, but SEC championship games coming up. I think we'll see several of those. Feel pretty good about that. Alabama's schedule next year, we went over the other day. There's nobody on Alabama's schedule next year is going to beat them. Georgia in the championship game, I don't know. And then playoffs, that's it. They have a direct line straight to it. Mark it down. Nobody will beat Alabama in the regular season next year.
Who's the cross-conference games for Georgia?
Interesting you ask. And since I have my Google machine here in front of me, let me get to you.
Oh, Google.
One is always Auburn. So their schedule's pretty. Oh, by the way, South Carolina's schedule next year is very, very easy as well. Georgia's, besides Auburn, and an Auburn game is in Athens at LSU. But LSU, they're not going to do anything there. They're not.
I'm not ready to anoint Georgia next season.
South Carolina's got a really, really easy schedule for next year.
I don't think Clemson has a tough schedule either next year.
No, Clemson's easy too.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to beat those teams. But you go mark it down. Alabama's going to be in the playoffs next year. Mark it down 100%. Nobody's going to beat them. I gave you the schedule the other day. I'm not going to do it again. I gave you the schedule the other day.
I won't do it.
Not going to do it. Win game for Alabama, 12-0. Now, again, I don't know what happens SEC championship game. I don't know what happens in.
I hate Alabama.
But who's going to beat them?
That is January 9th of 2018. The national title game was last night, and you're going 12-0 next season.
All right.
Mark it down.
You got Harris, you got Tua, you got.
I'm not saying I disagree with it. I'm just telling you I hate it.
They play Louisville and Orlando without Lamar Jackson. Arkansas State at Ole Miss, who's down. A&M at home. Louisiana Lafayette at Arkansas. Missouri at Tennessee, at LSU. Mississippi State, the Citadel, Auburn. Auburn at home. Not happening, man. Nobody's going to beat Alabama.
Auburn can clip them.
In Tuscaloosa?
Maybe.
Without both running backs, without four starting offensive linemen?
Okay,
that ain't happening.
All right, dude. That's the end of the season. A lot can happen in one season.
Nope.
You know as well as I do a lot can happen in a season.
12-0.
A lot can happen. What were they going to go this year? There's got to be a recording somewhere of you calling for an undefeated Alabama season.
No. Try to find it. You didn't do it. Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Proven products, quality products, proven services, proven professional experience. They can permanently put your nightmares to bed with any kind of foundation issues you might have. Get a free quote if any kind of exterior brick or mortar or interior cracks above doorways or windows or jammed doorways or windows or uneven or sloping floors. Boeing Foundation Walls, let them take care of you. It is our friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. This is very easy, very simple. It's Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let them take care of everything you need. Our great friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. Julio writes in, 8 wrecks on I-76 in front of Tri-County Tech right now. Can't believe how icy the roads are. Anderson much worse than Clemson. So be very careful on that black ice. Tony Morrell joins us right after a short break, hour 3 after this. From the